Senator Tony Wong is on the line and was supposed to be with me earlier this morning talking about Governor Lamont's debt diet, but had a mix-up, and we've got him. He just called a little while ago, and I've got him on the line right now. Senator, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, sir.
Well, I'm glad that you got a hold of me, and I was talking about the information that you did send, the debt diet, and some of the things that Democratic governor wants to do. And I mentioned, and some of my listeners, I'm Republican, but you know, so what? I don't care what we are, as long as we get something done. And we haven't had a kind of leadership that works both sides of the aisle, and that's what we need.
We do. We did get together in regards to the budget last year, Democrats and Republicans, against Governor Malloy's draconian budget. But we still have a challenge ahead of us. I know that Governor Lamont has made some outreaches to both sides of the aisle, but the proof is going to be in the pudding and what his budget looks like. And we've got incredible challenges, Brad. And I know we talked about his debt diet in regards to bonding.
Yeah.
And that's one of the critical points, in the sense that Governor Malloy spent on a credit card mentality, because you don't feel that pain. You don't feel that from a standpoint of immediate pain when you borrow money. But it puts the future of our state in jeopardy. And one of the other problems is the fact that our budget paying interest rate on the money we borrow in the long run is going to cost us, because interest rate has never built a road, has never built a school, has never taken care of those in need. It just pays the financial institution for easy money. I applaud Governor Lamont's approach to a debt diet, but here's the problem, Brad. Where is the money going to come from to do the necessary things? Unless we make significant structural changes to how the state of Connecticut continues to operate.
That's what we got to do.
Absolutely, because we need to take an approach that says, let's lay out a plan. Let's prioritize the progress that we need to make as a state moving forward.
Let me ask you something, and I've got it right here in front of me, okay? And this is the one thing that hit me, too. And I'm quoting now. I'm quoting the governor. When it comes to bonding, we have been on bonding binge for the last 8 years, up by 50%, over $500 million a year. Our fixed costs are going like this, but our revenue is way down here. That's absolutely unsupportable. Now, this is what Lamont said, so wouldn't you think that this is going to be part of what he wants to do?
Absolutely, but the problem is, you know, bonding, using additional bonding was always used for people's pet projects and political handouts, and that this allows the governor to say to people, I need you to help me in this way. I need you to vote and support some of the policies that are very unpopular. And as a result, you know what? I'm going to give you that playground. I'm going to give you that donation for Main Street. I'm going to help you pave that sidewalk. That's how bonding works. And we need to have the discipline, not only from the governor's office, but as legislators, to say, you know what? We need to demonstrate the discipline as legislative leaders to say, you know, we need to limit how we take money in. It's a diet. I know we use it. It's a relational term that people think and saying, I'm always on a diet, but every once in a while I'm binging on the favorites that we like. That's exactly the point that we need to demonstrate. The state needs to go on a diet.
What would you say, though, Senator? One of my favorite senators is Len Fasano.
One of my favorites, too.
Yeah, he is. And he says, this is what he says. We got to say we are on a diet. We have to slip that dessert because we can't afford it at this time. Now, that's coming from Len Fasano. What do you say to that?
Absolutely. And I think I would add to that is the fact that, we as a state, are drinking champagne when we're on a beer budget. So I think the tough thing is, Brad, we need to have the discipline to make the hard decisions and not simply look to increase taxing, increasing fees, and punish the hardworking people that comprise what this state is all about.
Well, I'll tell you something right now, the tolls.
It's not about those in need.
I'm telling you right now, the tolls myself and my partner, Paul, have been talking about, we've had so many calls, and this, we are talking, it's 3 to 4 years, and there's no, I don't see why we cannot defeat this toll situation. I think we've got to defeat it.
Without a doubt, and this allows me to share that one of the other proposals that we presented was prioritize progress, which is a plan that Republicans put out in 2015, and we've made improvements and adapted it to current budget schemes. Here's the reality. It doesn't include tolls. It doesn't include new taxes. It spends within the limit and the diet that's been prescribed. It is one of the pride and joy of us as Republicans in saying that we have demonstrated we can live within our means, we can live within our diet, and still take care of the critical things that are necessary, like ensuring our roads are safe, our bridges are safe, and our rails are efficient and safe. So prioritize progress is one of our visions that we can share and implement in the state of Connecticut that says no tolls, no new taxes, but we can live within our financial debt and bonding needs to take care of what is most important. So I encourage people to look further into that. It's in our websites, prioritize progress for transportation. It can be done, Brad.
But
it really
you,
can.
But can't we once and for all at least get along and work together on projects? That's what I'm talking about. The reason that people are leaving this state and have for years is because it's so one-sided. And if somebody wants to sit down and we can pull together a few of these things, it's going to be better in the long run for the whole state of Connecticut. That's the way it used to be, and it's not that way anymore.
Well, it has to be, because the moment is now. We don't have much time to recover. We need to take action now, and I look forward to working with the Lamont administration. I look forward to working with my colleagues in the House and the Senate, Democrat and Republican. The bottom line is, we're here to represent and serve the people. Let's start doing that.
That's
because
right.
Otherwise, the potential risk is way too high and the consequences far too dire if we don't do that.
Well, I thank you for calling me, and this was a two-hit pitch this morning. I had you on, and I had the information that you had gathered, that I had gathered, on what the governor was talking about. So again, we'll have to wait and see. But we've got to do something. We cannot continue the way we have been continuing, because we are just going to lose it completely.
Absolutely, Brad. And I look forward to always being in touch with you. The governor is time to propose his budget on February 20th, and I hope we'll have an opportunity to be able to break down what kind of structural changes he's going to make, and we hope that he sticks with his commitment that he's not going to raise income tax. But my concern is, where other fees and taxes are he going? And like I said, no tolls, no taxes. We need to live within our means as a state.
Thank you very much for joining me, and I'm glad you caught up with me this morning.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Brad.
You bet.